Touchdown!
Good evening, everybody. It's 6:30 on a Monday evening. Welcome to the Third and Footlong Show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Darren. How are you?
Well, apart from being horrifically coordinated on the desk then, and actually never testing my microphone before we went on air, I just pulled the trigger down and went, I haven't actually tested my microphone, so I don't even know if this is even going to work.
Well, luckily for you, it does work because I can hear you. So.
Do you remember that panic we had about a month ago where you thought I wasn't going to speak? And then you quickly jumped in. I thought that could happen again, where I was just like the...
Well, you started, like, turning away to cough, and I was like, no.
No, wrong time.
No coffee for you.
But welcome.
Welcome.
Did you have a great weekend?
I had an interesting weekend. I spent yesterday driving around Auckland trying to find an urgent care vet for my dog.
Oh, no.
Yes, that was fun. I went to East, then to Waitakere, and then to Freemans Bay, and then to Avondale, finally. So thank you to the West Vet Avondale for taking my dog.
If you had rung me, I have had to use an emergency vet in the past in Manukau. I could have recommended. I know. But if you'd have had nothing... Well, do you not just ever think about just messaging me first? I'm sure. He's so old, he would know. Surely.
Well, not because we normally go to the one at Sylvia Park, but it was closed.
Oh.
And then I went, oh, okay. And then, then I did this whole... And then every time I turned up at one, they would go, said, no, sorry, we're not taking any more animals. And then I went, oh, okay.
Did you feel like you had the Jesus dog? It was just like, no room at the inn.
Can someone? My dog is... Not well.
There's no room at the inn. Well, the part of the story we want to know is your dog now well?
She is now well. She hurt her knee last week, I don't know if I said. And then so the medicine she got given has not reacted well to her. And so now she is on baby Pamol instead of vet or animal-based medication. She takes baby Pamol.
Welcome to All Creatures Great and Small FM. Did you not just think of giving her a cortisone or something? Just like me, just cortisone and just go, look at me now, the fine athlete that I am after a cortisone injection.
No, but my sister and I had an argument because I hate the orange flavour and she...
No, you're not meant to have it. The dog's meant to have it.
No, but I see, get it a
strawberry
flavour.
This is the problem with your dog, is that you and your sister are taking the medicine and the dog's like, hey, any leftover for me, please?
No, because then my sister wore orange, which stinks. It's so gross.
I don't understand what's going on here because, like, your dog's sick. That's like me going, oh, yeah, I took my daughter to the doctor. She wasn't very well. The medicine they gave her was absolutely horrible. Oh, will you drink it? Oh, yeah, I tried it. She hadn't? No, she's had none. No.
Well, it's just Pamol. It's just what you had as a baby.
This is the moment. So, back home?
Yeah, she's back home. She spent some time in the hospital getting all the fluids and whatnot.
How's your bank account?
Has she?
Insured?
Yeah, she's...
Oh,
yeah,
how old?
She's nearly 3, or just 2 and a bit.
You see, I'm going to urge you to check your insurance.
Yeah.
For the reason as, you know, Bear.
Yes.
Bear's aged. Quite healthy.
Yeah.
Bear's healthy. So, for many years, didn't go to the vet. I'm paying this extortionate insurance.
Did you take her off insurance?
No, sorry. God, no. Oh, God, no. Left him on insurance. No. God, you know what happens.
Yes,
like,
no,
oh,
I bet,
oh, no, I've just dropped him $26,000. No. So, hang on for years and then went and put the claim in and they sent it back going, oh, he's now over 8 years old. He's now liable for a 20%
increase.
And I'm like, okay. So, nothing happens again. So, he goes again a couple of weeks ago while we're in Cromwell. And then they come back and go, oh, yeah, now he's over 10. That's now increased to 35. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
Well, they do it to humans too.
But, like, what is this? I'm like, this is just the biggest scam.
It's the old people.
So when I can look back on my life, I go, oh, you know, what I wish I'd have done, and my big one is I wish I'd have bought a car park because there's so much money to be made in car. I now wish I'd have just bought a veterinary insurance company as well to go with my car park. Maybe I'd have a porta cabin in my car park where so people drive in with their animals and I just fleece them. Oh, you know that this car park is in the 2000 postcode. That's an extra 35%. But I'm very glad that your dog is well.
Yes, she's feeling a lot better.
I did a sketch writing workshop yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I did. So I've come up with a concept. Now got to write this and send it to our sketch writer.
It's not about me driving around Auckland.
No, but I could write one about that. The ever-closing vets.
It felt like it, really. You know, it is just like the dog is peering in your coat, like, just someone, help me.
I have a feel of, like, I could write a skit where you then take it to McDonald's. And the person working at McDonald's hasn't been able to get a job as a vet or something like that. Yeah. But yes, no, my I'm not going to reveal it, no. But I've got to find time, so.
Well, you might be able to make it football-themed, and then we'll...
We could film it.
Damn, yeah.
I've now got to write a sketch about football. But
that's all right. That might be coming up. We've discussed it.
We have discussed doing that, yes. So, but anyway, everybody, welcome to the show as we just talk about our lives. Mm-hmm. I hope it's been entertaining for you all. Don't forget, as always, jump onto the social medias. Get on Facebook if you want to do the food polls. Get onto YouTube if you want to watch our live shows. And Instagram and TikTok if you want to watch us just... Yeah.
If you want to watch Darren be a Jags fan.
Yeah, if you want to watch us bomb on social media, then feel... I was devastated about our social media this
week.
No. Amazingly, a week after people start laughing at it, I'm like, oh, well, thanks for turning up. It's been here for a week.
Jags talk anymore.
No, but what was great is that people found out why I don't do karaoke after that video.
Yes.
Dreadful. And this is why whenever you try to make me sing in a comedy show, it's like, God damn you, you know I can't sing. I know. You know how much I love music and you know how much I can't sing.
It's fun. I liked it.
Thanks.
Duval.
So for people listening that are in the Northern Hemisphere, today's food poll may not be for you.
Why?
Because they're out of cold and flu season. They're into late spring, heading towards summer season. No, they're at the end of English Premier League football season is where they're at.
How's your ham team doing?
Oh.
Has it gone spoiled? Ham.
Did we have to?
I don't know.
They lost this morning. And now
I can't remember what ham things teams are.
On Wednesday morning, if Chelsea do not beat Tottenham, we are relegated. So it's not been.
Sad.
And on top of my NRL team that haven't won a game for 8 months, that's me and sport are not going well at the moment. So if anybody hasn't picked a team in a sport, send a note to me. I'll suggest a team and then you ignore it. That's probably the best way that your selection of a team is going to go.
NBA, that's doing stuff at the moment.
It is, but they've been knocked out.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. My ice hockey team are in the championship.
Oh, that's fine then, isn't it?
One before the Stanley Cup. And you know what's exciting about this?
What?
Is my ice hockey team are in the championship in one conference, and my wife's team are in the championship game in the other conference.
Are we repeating Super Bowl?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, you nearly pulled that.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Are we
repeating a certain Super Bowl matchup over the last 60 plus years?
That's right, yeah, one of those, yes. Which, of course, given our age, we probably were not at watching Super Bowls 1 to 20. So there's a high likelihood, well, not my wife because she's younger than me, but and didn't even watch American football till we met, so yeah. You're probably down to 25 Super Bowls. But we could end up with a Stanley Cup final of facing each other. So that could be some tension in our house because Super Bowl day, there was a lot of tension.
You got saved, though, by higher powers.
I did. So. They came, knocked at the door, mm-hmm. And there we go. So, yes, food poll is cold and flu, comfort foods or sustenance. What was yours? What is your go-to?
My go-to?
Yes.
Normally soup.
Yeah.
Soup and Gatorade.
Is that because of the throaty, soreness-y type of thing?
No, it's almost just because normally when I'm sick, I tend to have food poisoning. Uh-huh. And soup has a lot of salt in it, which is quite good.
Have you? So, you've got a family that eats pet medicine. And then you wondered why you've got food poisoning so often. It's like,
I think there's some
questions to be asked here. I've been watching YouTube videos when I've had any spare time about a food poisoning in America, massive case at the moment, and now I'm worried about you. If anyone offers you a Moscow Mule, just turn it down, will you?
The Moscow Mule?
Yeah, because that's what she did him with.
What?
Yeah, she did a cocktail
poison.
Yes, so it's enthralling to watch. I mean, I've kind of given away the story that she did it. So,
but has it taken over your other drama?
It does.
Okay,
taking over my other drama.
Mm-hmm.
So, for people in the Southern Hemisphere that are going through cold and flu issues at the moment,
mm-hmm.
me over the last 2 weeks, the comfort and sustenance food poll was posted. Quite a lot of... No one was in for plain rice. No one was in for water. These are the people we need in this show. No water drinkers. That's what... Could you imagine being ill? And that is how you keep yourself going, by drinking that plain, boring as ass.
To be fair, like, when I'm sick, I normally drink a ton of water.
Ugh.
But, like, I don't view it as, like, a thing that makes me better. It's water that I normally drink.
Ice pops didn't work either. No one was down for ice pops. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big ice pop fan anyway, I don't know you.
Well, depends.
If I'm like, I want some like that, go and get me a tub of maple syrup and walnut ice cream.
Like,
don't give me that.
Post-wisdom teeth, maybe?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fine. Like,
post, tonsillectomy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I swear.
Not that I've had one.
Yeah.
Not that I've had any wisdom teeth out either.
I have had wisdom teeth out.
That's because I have no wisdom. That is why I have no wisdom teeth. I think the show's going really well at the moment. How about you?
We've talked a lot about medical things. Everyone's going to love it.
Oh, there was 5%. I don't know what. There was 500 things on this list. Marmite and toast, 5%. Scrambled eggs, 5%. Coffee, 5%. Just as bad as water. Get it off this list. Oats and porridge, 5%. Ginger tea, 5%. Lemon and honey, 5%. It's a 5% club. Well, there was 180 different options. Probably people got halfway through and fell asleep. Tea, let's go, 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy food, 10%.
It's, I think, varies on what you're sick with.
Oh, nah, it's always room for...
if you're sick with food poisoning, you're not putting spicy food down.
This is the way to clean you out. This is the way to clean you out. Night and day or cold and flu meds, 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? I think that's everything. I then cleaned everything out. The winner was soup.
Yeah.
I didn't put a flavour, because you know if I put tomato and then someone will be going, where's oxtail?
Sorry, why is tomato the first one? The normal, like,
soup's the one.
No, but, like, you know the normal stock standard that people have when they're sick of, like, chicken noodle soup?
Ugh.
No, but you know that's the one, I know you hate noodles, but you know that's, like, the one that they always show on TV and stuff, that's, like, the pitch they use for, like, soup when you're sick.
Have we done a soup poll? I don't know if we have, we?
I don't know.
I can't be bothered if I can look back for a year. The other day I was thinking, have we done a potato poll? Yeah, I think we've done
a potato poll.
Have we done a soup poll? I don't know if we've done a soup poll. Have we done an ice cream flavour? Yeah, we've done ice cream.
At one point you talked about doing a jacket potato flavour poll. I don't know if you did that.
No, I don't recall that. And I do like a good old jacket potato. And this is the time of year, right?
Yeah, for jacket potatoes.
I'm really sorry if you've actually tuned in for American Football Talk. We're not interested. We're just going to talk about our life.
Which is weird.
And our food. And we're just going to do that all night.
Which is weird because it's your second favourite day of the year.
It is. It was my second favourite day of the year. It was. Schedule release week. But that's not what we're going to start off with.
First we're going to start
off with. I really let put the f- I let people down on comments as well.
I nearly hit the spacebar there.
Sorry.
Am I hitting the spacebar?
Not yet. No. Sorry. Let me just give a few. Because if people comment and then I do. So Corin actually gave us the poll. And so, surprise, surprise, he put, I have no complaints about this poll. Kira put, honey is the best for a cold. And then Analia put, I literally just raw dog a cold. Can't lie. No meds, no home remedies.
I feel like Analia might be someone who also raw dogs the flight, where they just stare at the flight, mate.
That is just the sort of person you feel uncomfortable sat next to on the...
they just...
Someone's got to go back and watch the YouTube clip, because everyone have no idea what we've just done there. We just basically just stared at each other as if we were going to kill each other, but hit the space bar. let's get this damn show started with some NFL news. DT, what do you got?
I'm going to start off with DuVernay Chen. Devon A. Chen.
Nice.
He would like his name pronounced. Yes. Sorry. To 4-year, $64 million extension, $32 million guaranteed with the Dolphins. Congrats to him. It's on the top of the running back contracts.
And the biggest drama in the NFL, which happens every year, is finally over.
Yeah, I thought I'd let you handle that.
Yeah, why not? He's my favourite.
Yes, I know.
Aaron Rodgers is back at the Steelers for one more year, or is it? If they go well again, is it two more years? But Aaron Rodgers has committed to the Steelers. But given the fact they put him in a corner, I don't really think he had much choice.
No.
What else you got?
David Njoku with the Chargers. Mike McDonald's offense. Excited to see him with Aronde Gadsden. I think that will be a fun little pairing. I'm very excited to see the Chargers offense this year.
Yeah. There's some very long-term injury people at the moment, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers is exactly where I was going. Underwent a minor knee procedure, but the team is hopeful he will be ready for week one. He's correct.
Vikings officially have a quarterback battle. Officially.
Officially. Like, not what we were all thinking.
I know. I was so shocked. It's so shocked.
Do you really think that we thought that you'd already picked? Maybe.
Steelers also extended Chris Boswell, their kicker.
It's been busy for the Steelers, actually, because they locked up their first round pick, Max Iannaccio,
I don't know. It's not on my list.
For the reason you can't pronounce it. Well, if you've ever gone to a quiz I host and there's any Tadeo or any other alternate language, you'll see my horrific pronunciation. Last week, I asked a question, and it was like, what's the oven called? So it was food-related. Oh, yeah. Here we go, linkage. It was food-related, and I was like, what's the oven called when you cook a hangi? Hangi. And someone was like, hangi? It's a hangi. Like,
to be fair, I thought you just said hangi, as in like hangi. A little... Like
the moldy oven. Yeah, hangi. And I pronounced it, and this woman went, it's a hangi. And I was like, okay, thank you. And then she went, and I said, look, I'm English. She's like, that's no excuse, just do better. And I was like, wow. So at the end of the night, some of her team came over, oh, we had a great night. I was like, well, glad you did. I said, having my own linguistics teacher sat in front of me for the whole night telling me how to pronounce everything.
To be fair, hangi is quite a common term.
I don't eat.
Do you know? You do eat. I've witnessed you. There's camera recording. then JD Daniels, Cam Ward, Joe Flacco, Baker Mayfield to star in the Netflix series.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty loose week, and there's lots of rumours about the Patriots, not that one. Some noise that AJ Brown, but Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
I don't know if that's happened or not, but someone was really talking. I think Schefter came out with it or something like that. So it would be interesting. Could you imagine how unstable that wide receiver room would be with AJ Brown, because they both always want the ball? It's going to be so, I hope they do it, because I hate the Patriots, and like, it'll just be so drama.
But poor John.
Oh no, I sit next to him at work. I can go in and talk to him about it every week for 18 weeks. That would just be, wouldn't it be the most drama filled wide receiver room?
Oh, I'm trying to think. There's another wide receiver room.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I mean, I know if you had Oso Cinco and Terrell Owen on the same team, that would be equally as drama-filled as...
George Pickens and CD Lamb, they seem okay.
Yeah, they're okay. They seem to be right. But the problem with Tyreek and AJ, they both want to be the star. They both want the ball all the time. Could you imagine? Ugh.
I can't think of any other rooms, really.
No, not like that.
Mm-mm.
So that was it. It was pretty light on news this week.
And it was pretty light.
Because it was overshadowed by the schedule release.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch any of the schedule release videos?
I watched all 32 and I have ranked them.
Are you seriously?
Yes, because that's my favourite part of schedule release.
Oh my god.
Do you want to hear my opinions?
I got a feeling if the answer's no, someone's going to go, Darren, Look at all the work DT's done versus the zero work that you've done.
I also did, like, actual work on the schedule, what I thought of week one, week two, and all of that.
I actually watched a couple, and I went, yeah, that's probably my favourite that I've seen. You've gone, nah, I'm watching all 32.
There's some where I don't, like, I know lots of people like the Raiders. I've never seen Step Brothers, so I didn't really get it. So that wasn't very high on my list. But my number one, actually, I really, really enjoyed the Falcons' take on it, but they're not my number one. My number one is the Seahawks.
Oh.
I thought it was super creative.
Okay.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was creative. I love how they created perfume bottles of every single opponent. I especially really enjoyed how the New York Giants one was tiny. And they're like, look at how cute it is. It's like, damn.
It's always
savage.
Hanging summers on one of the other teams is yeah. always the way to go.
And the 49ers perfume bottle was Power Station.
Yes.
And that was just so... It was creative. It was clever. I liked it.
My favourite...
Was...
Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I have...
Blowing stuff up.
Yeah, I'd
every single opponent. It was funny when the guy at week five tried to blow it up and it didn't blow up. And it was like, the bye week. I was like, oh, that's so clever.
It was good. It was good. There were a few, though, that like that one I did enjoy. But, you know, when they just went on a bit too long. So you're like, okay, so we're now at, like 18 weeks into blowing stuff up.
Yes.
So, yeah. The Simpsons one was quite funny.
Yes.
That was clever, creative. Enjoyed the Vikings take with the fine dining. But I enjoyed the Falcons one. Because they didn't try and force the schedule into a video. They were like, no, we're just going to casually make a funny... office style mockumentary sketch thing and then just casually print out the schedule in the end.
John hated the Patriots one. Hated it.
I thought it was
the
cute.
Roller coaster one. He hated it.
No, the little puppies.
Yeah, he hated it.
The puppies.
He was so disappointed in his own team.
I was cute. I think it was needed because you couldn't really do anything else besides let's put puppies up because you can't be mad about that type thing.
No, no. And everyone's mad at them for everything else at the moment.
It's very clever by their social media team be like, everyone hates us. Here you go, have some puppies.
Have some puppies. Apart from putting some babies there as well and no one could hate.
No, but puppies is better than babies.
Either.
Puppies.
Talking of the Patriots there at Spygate, there's actually an English football Spygate going on at the moment.
Is it involving Tom Brady's Birmingham team?
No, it's not, but how cool would that be if it was?
That would be great.
That would be. It's actually that division. But no, somebody apparently stood behind a tree with one of those things live streaming it back to their training camp. So we don't know if they're going to get kicked out or not yet. So
did you watch the Cardinals one?
No.
It was quite funny. They did a fake meeting of all the mascots of each team.
Ah.
And then they just had these mascots roasting each other. It was just like, that was also clever. And then the Commanders with Bill Nye, the science guy, gag on Bill Crosby. There were some very clever ones. The Jets, I thought, was underrated because it was very weirdly satisfying to watch them.
Yeah, with the paint and stuff like that, yes.
But yeah. So yeah, those were some of the top ones. You know the ones I didn't like?
Yes.
Bengals, I had no idea. It was boring as... it was just, I watched it and I was like, no.
No.
Absolutely not. The Bills, no. Not for me. Texans was nice to see Brian Cushing again, but also not for me. Dolphins, Mr. Ross wants
you,
to see...
You're on a massive hate of AFC teams tonight, aren't you?
Dolphins.
You're on a massive hate of AFC teams tonight.
Mr. Ross wants to see you. Okay.
So what?
Yeah. Packers. Arcade, the claymation was nice, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
The Ravens, Wedding Crasher, unique take, but not great. Like,
apart from the Packers, you have hated every AFC team. And then you said you didn't like the Raiders, so there's another one to the list.
No, I have Indy up there, but Titans I had in the AFC. Steelers I thought was funny. It was a good gag. With the Yinza stuff. I enjoyed that. It's pretty much most of the AFCs towards the bottom. They did not do well.
We appreciate your commitment to schedule release videos. That's hardcore commitment, that is. So.
I now have actual schedule release news if you want.
I have some schedule release news as well. And maybe you should start off talking about the team that you are adorning this evening.
The Los Angeles Rams.
Yes.
Ramos. Seven. Seven primetime games.
Four of their first five.
That's amazing.
That's out the gate. They're in the top three favourites to win it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, and they're really going all in on this. And actually what's interesting, though, is if something happens to Matthew Stafford, then everyone will want to see Ty Simpson as well. Yes. So, like, you know, like, it's like, it's not even like, it was, oh, no, what happens? Well, then you get to see who everyone talked about post-draft, so.
The other piece of news is the 49ers are still whinging.
Two international games. I thought it was so funny. I loved it so much because I was like, that's my favorite thing. Do you know, like, I did like things I'm most looking forward to anytime Kyle Shanahan is playing overseas because he's going to hate it.
Yeah, he's going to have that. He's going to have the, so he's going to have the same face as he had in the draft room on the night of the draft. Yeah. They are, but to be fair, I did look into this. They are going to travel over 38,000 miles.
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
Right. 58 time zones.
Yeah. No, it's not good.
The previous record was 42, by the way. Yeah. And they are the first team to play multiple international games, not back-to-back.
And not the
Not
Jags.
Back-to-back.
In London.
So, yeah, but they just stop whinging. Just stop whinging, will you?
I don't, but it's like they're complaining about being successful almost.
I know. Everyone wants to see you. Oh, God, really? I hope not. God.
So funny.
The Grinch that stole the NFL. No primetime games.
Yes. Five teams.
Five teams.
Jets, Cardinals, Titans, Dolphins, Raiders.
Yes. Raiders, I was surprised about.
Yeah, that's what I have too.
I was surprised with. But then if everyone thinks that Kirk Cousins is going to start, well, it's like, what's the point?
I was just surprised with the Brady-Oded ship because there's just a lot of heat on them.
Dolphins, I'm not surprised about it. They've got a bigger fan base outside the US than they have in.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals, who are they? What are they?
Yeah, no.
The Jets.
Do you know the Cardinals I have as the team I feel most sorry for? Because, Jesus, they have a horrible schedule.
Oh.
Like, it is brutal. For a team that came pretty much almost last in the league last year, to have what is maybe the fourth hardest schedule is rough. That is so rough on them. I don't know what they deserve to do that. Like, but yeah.
I had a bit of a breakup of some of the schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pick a few games in a minute. But actually, the NFL, I think, officially hate Denver.
Oh, why?
Because they start off with Kansas. It was 6-11. And you go, okay.
Incredibly surprised. Because what if those two quarterbacks
don't even play?
I was like, because then you've got Fields versus Stidham, and that's not exactly a great game.
That's not exactly first Monday night football. But even in more interest is that Denver were in the AFC Championship, and they decided to play the game in Kansas. So it's interesting, because you would normally, Denver, some nice little, you know, kind of, oh, look at us, we were in the AFC Championship and stuff like that.
Because it's Kansas, though.
But 6-11. But we know that's not real Kansas, right?
No, it's not real Kansas.
So take that. The next five teams that Denver play.
Mm-hmm.
So take into account the toughest schedule this year is 550 win record. The next five teams that Denver play are 62-23. That is 0.729. That is 50% harder than the hardest schedule that's being played by a team for the entire season. Some people have actually said it's the toughest first six games in NFL history.
What's interesting, though, is the first six games are always really random anyway, because sometimes teams take a while to get going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if Denver come out of that 4-2, or 5-1, you're like, these guys are going to the Super Bowl. Because if their schedule is, say, 0.5-2 or 5-1, and yet the first six games are 0.729, the rest of the games must be like 0.4 or 0.3 or something like that. So anyway, we'll talk strength of schedule in a minute.
I always think, okay, the Thanksgiving and the Christmas games, some of the best lineup ever.
Yes.
Like, genuinely, I'm, oh my God, I saw it come out. And I went, Packers versus Rams, Bears versus Lions, Eagles versus Cowboys, Chiefs versus Bills, Broncos versus Steelers on Thanksgiving. All fantastic matchups.
Rams-Packers is Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes.
First ever Thanksgiving Eve.
That is just a solid, great lineup of games. And then you go, okay, how about Christmas? Bears versus Packers, Broncos versus Bills, Seahawks versus Rams.
Massive.
Do you know what has suffered, though? Sunday night football matchups. Ooh, there's some interesting matchups on there that I don't think ever would have had Sunday night before.
I think Sunday night is
Sunday night is the new Monday night, because Monday night football lineups look all right.
Yes,
normally
they do.
That's the one that's bad.
That's the one that's bad.
Thursday night football matchups are good. Sunday night football is when you have some weirdly questionable games. You've got Colts versus Chiefs in week 3, which is weird.
I kind of get it when you look at the way they both started last year.
Jags versus Cowboys in week 16 on Sunday night. That's also a straight. Like, there's just some weird matchups.
Most people are talking that they think that the Cowboys are going to go close this year. And if the Jags turn up as the Jags from last year, I mean, small market team. It is weird.
It's a weird Sunday. I think it's one that they're like, we're probably going to flex that out of Sunday night.
Yeah, someone's going to get in there. They're like, oh, let's put it in to make them feel good now.
But yeah, Thursday night looks pretty good. You've got a few weird ones, like Falcons versus Packers on a Thursday night.
That's an interesting one.
Vikings versus Patriots as well. But yeah, Monday night football.
There's some solid games on Monday night.
I was like, oh, damn, you're giving back to ESPN because NFL Network was purchased, maybe.
That's right,
I don't know.
Reunion games. Some reunion games this year as well, so they're going to be great to watch a few of those.
But yeah, so I think that looking at schedule overall, I really think the NFL prioritised drama.
Yes.
Because all the games return of Patrick Mahomes, but then all of the drama teams, like Eagles, Patriots, Bears, 49ers, Cowboys, like prime-timed.
Yeah.
All over the place. So it's very much a less reliance on talent, more reliance on storyline drama.
Well, they know what sells, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they know drama sells. That's why everyone just lies.
Were you surprised Patriots got five primetime games? I thought they tried to hide it a bit.
When you're the Super Bowl losers, then possibly not. The fact they've got the Seahawks opening game,
mm-hmm.
I find interesting when they pitch former Super Bowl teams against each other.
It's only happened three times before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos, Panthers was one of them.
Yeah.
So, interesting. I mean, if the Seahawks go out there and pound them again, then that's
embarrassing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because they did pound them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. International series, also very good lineup.
Yes.
I was surprised because normally London games are.
Yeah, because they normally involve the Jags, who are 3-14.
The Jags are versus Texans and Eagles. Those are two very good matchups.
Yes.
And then you've got Colts Commanders, a bit of a weird one, but we'll take it. I went, oh, okay, that's actually good.
The script writing teacher I had yesterday, actually a Commanders fan.
Huh.
Yes. We got into the conversation.
Like, you know, actually.
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 It was like, who do you support? I went,
I support one of the 32 teams.
That's right, I do.
This is what I said.
And I know you go, I'm all about the shield. I'm like, I'm not. I'm all about my team. I'll talk about the other teams, but I'm not about the shield. I'm about my team.
What matchups are you looking forward to?
Well, I mean, I am very, very excited by, as you said, all of those Christmas and Thanksgiving games are just absolutely crazy.
I'm also looking forward to the Rams versus Seahawks matchups because they were good last year. Those were some good games.
I hope the 49ers Seahawks games turn out to be better than they were last year because they were all like 13-10,
defense, but do you know what game I'm really, really looking forward to that I don't think you'll be able to guess? Can you think what I would most look at?
Is it going to be some Lions versus... No.
No.
I thought it would be just hard, smashing defence versus hard, smashing defence.
Titans versus Jags, Robert Saleh versus Liam Cohen, because I want to see if they punch each other.
Oh, yeah, because they don't like each other,
do they?
No, they
really don't like it. He went off at him last year, and I'm so excited because they versed twice, and they get to see what that's going to be about. So I reckon that's going to be a fun matchup.
I always wanted the Sean Payton, Nathan... What's it?
Nathaniel Hackett
thing to
Nathaniel
blow,
not
but
hot-headed,
didn't.
Though.
Oh, no, it didn't happen.
It was like, Liam Cohen had to be dragged away from Robert Saleh last year.
Yeah, they hated each other.
It was, so I'm so looking forward to
I don't know what.
Titans, Jags.
That's going to be pretty spicy.
But should we talk about the first 2 weeks, which is what you wanted to read?
Yeah, I was going to go and have a quick look through here. Yeah, you've got the...
I thought it was interesting. New York Giants really featured heavily in week 1 and 2.
Yes.
They cannot hide.
Got the Dallas Cowboys. I think probably the worst game is the Miami Dolphins at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
That doesn't hold a lot of appeal. No. Bills, Texans. Bears and Panthers will be interesting.
I think Bills Lions, the Lions opening Highmark Stadium with the Bills. I'm hoping our Lions can go in there and completely give it to the Bills, because that would be such a fun storyline if the Lions came in and destroyed their stadium opening. That's in week two.
Yes, I was
Thursday
just,
yeah. So I think that would be good.
I think the Lions don't have a bad schedule, do they?
No, I've done some schedule note on the Lions. I think they're versing the NFC South and AFC East this year. They have the 27th easiest schedule before the season starts this year. Obviously, that changes during the season. And I think it's further helped by the fact that all three of their divisional opponents are in the top 10 of the toughest schedule. So I actually think the Lions have a pretty good place this year, because the Vikings, Packers and Bears are facing a very tough schedule ahead.
Yes.
So yeah, starting off the year though, the Lions are with the Saints at home. So who day is coming?
I look at the Lions and I go, they're easily going to be 4-1 before week six, which is their bye week.
Yeah.
They're out the gate. Texans, did they really need an easy schedule?
Yeah, but they do. They have an easy schedule.
Oh, no.
I'm very helped by it, because their defense does not need an easy schedule, but their offense does.
But the schedule's really weird, right? Because the Bears, who pretty much nearly went all the way, toughest schedule, you kind of go, yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then you look in the second toughest schedule is the Dolphins, who were terrible last year.
It's just because of who they're facing.
That's right. Correct.
Facing,
yes. They're actually playing 7 playoff teams.
The Dolphins.
Yeah.
Poor Dolphins.
Because of the divisions that they've picked.
Similar to the Cardinals, though.
Yeah, the Cardinals third. They've got the third toughest. And then the Packers. And then the Chiefs.
And then our team from last year, the Browns, have the easiest.
I know, they are.
5 weeks
at home. 4-2-9.
They're 5 weeks at home in a row in the middle of the season.
Their away schedule's brutal, though.
Yeah.
Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Jags, Saints, Bucks, Titans, man. Giants, Jets. I mean, that's a tough away schedule.
I reckon the team most helped and could end up being a Cinderella team, Saints.
Yeah, 100%.
They could they easily win the South now.
Like, oh, I think so.
Their schedule looks really good.
A
Falcons
4-3-4.
Also have a chance of a slightly easier schedule, but yeah, it's definitely interesting. Raiders with a tough road ahead, though.
Bengals have got a very easy schedule as well.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about schedule, right, is based on what people did last year.
Yes.
No one knows who's turning up this year.
No, because like,
you got the easy schedule, but
yeah, no, that's why I don't put much faith in the strength of schedule, really. But happy to talk about it.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
We've
talked around it for a bit.
So the strength of schedule. Oh, did you have some music for it or something, or did you want to?
I was just going to say the Lions are playing in Germany. We should probably mention that, because that's quite big for our team.
We should go and just drink. Go
great.
To like, because it'll be in Munich, right?
It's in Munich.
Just
yeah.
go beer houses.
I'm on Rhine St. Brown going back to Germany.
Oh,
so cool.
Could you imagine if it was like Oktoberfest weekend?
It will be around Oktoberfest.
You imagine how good that would be?
It's week 7, I believe.
If there's any travel agency out there that wants to sponsor and DT to go to Germany to watch the Lions, we are down. Do not worry.
Put us
in economy. We're fine.
I would say the Lions schedule is a good schedule for them. And they're on Thanksgiving, which they normally aren't, Bears.
They got a lot to prove, though, after last year. They were very disappointed last year.
They do have an early bye, though, in week 6.
Yes.
And then they head into 2 divisional games. And then they also end the season with Bears and Packers, which is quite a brutal way to end.
Panthers have a bye in week 5.
It's very early week 5.
It is. You want to be about 10 to 12, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I think. You want to be 10 to 12. So, strength of schedule. Should we do some education?
Yes, go for it.
Right, so how does it work? The NFL schedule is a formula-driven 18-week, 17-game season designed to ensure competitive balance. Although, as we just found out, that's not necessarily true.
No, because Cardinals.
Because the way that your divisional opponents fall can drive that. And frequent divisional matchup. Every team plays divisional rivals twice. 6 games. Faces one full division within their conference, one full division from the opposite conference. These change every year and on a rotational basis. And 2 teams based on the prior year's standings. So just to break down how it works. 6 of your 17 games are divisional. 4 of your games are conference, i.e. if you're an AFC team, it'll be an AFC conference. And then you will play an NFC conference. Then you have ranked-based matchups, which are 2 games. And then your 17th game is an additional game against a non-conference opponent based on the prior year's rankings from a division they aren't otherwise scheduled to play.
Boom.
And if that is as clear as mud. I apologise. But it is very, very, very sort of calculated, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the divisions are rotational, and every 4 years you will play that division. Yeah. But the actual rank matchups and everything, it's just a lottery how those divisions do the year before.
Shall we end with what's your favourite game from week one and two?
Yes. Now we've got to go back to the website now. Let's go.
I can talk about my favourite one in week one. I actually think the spiciest one in week one is, if you're not picking one of the marquee matchups, Jet Set Titans, who are Revenge of Salah, I'm quite excited for. Because I love it. Because I think he must be salty. Because the way Salah left New York Jets was not savoury.
No.
In any way, shape, or form. So I think that will be a fun little matchup. Yeah, so that would be my week one. What about you?
I'm just having a look. I've got to be honest.
There's some weird games in week one.
There is some weird games
Bucks
in week one.
Bengals could be fun.
I think Packers-Vikings will be interesting.
Yeah.
Divisional. See how they come out against each other. I think Cowboys-Giants.
Yeah.
You know, just to see what could John Harbaugh is going to do.
Oh, Giants are not hiding in week one or two. They're in prime time.
Yeah, that's right. So they're there. And then you're right. Broncos-Kansas. You really want to hope Mahomes and Knicks are there.
Because otherwise
that is going to be average ass.
And then, like you said, Bears-Panthers.
Bears-Panthers, I do like Bears-Panthers. I mean, watching the NFL in the middle of the day is going to be quite interesting in Australia.
Yeah.
The 49ers-Rams. What will happen is when San Francisco land, you'll hear all this whining and then realise they've actually turned the Jets off and it's just the team.
Yeah.
So week two, Detroit at Buffalo, I think you've kind of nailed that one, really.
But also, I think the other fun matchup, Browns versus Bucks. For again,
yes.
Baker Mayfield versus the Browns.
The Mayfield Bowl.
You can kind of see where I may be going with my matchup preference.
Yeah. You're going for spice, right? You are the NFL, right? You are just down for controversy and down for spice. And
I'm down for anger. I'm down for revenge. And
that's why I just thought you'd be just two defensive teams beating the life out of each other or something.
Oh,
like
but you
that.
Know how much my shake and bake love goes. So shake and bake. Back to the Browns. Let's go.
He's got to be on that list of people that, like what Darnold did of, you know, potentially coming back and...
I also think Baker Mayfield is just an entertaining person to watch. Like, you know, he just has he has the charisma of, like, an alpha.
Week two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just reset my screen. I don't know why it did that. Bengals-Texans.
Yeah.
I do like some Burrow going up against that defense. Let's see if they actually have given him an offensive line.
Otherwise
he's
day.
Going to get...
Oh, because...
He's going to be injured.
It'll be so awful, though, if he is. Because you could see it happening, and then that being the storyline, you go, oh, jeez. Not again. Not again for that fan, and not again for Burrow.
When you look at the week two, they are a bit...
They're strange matchups in both week one and two.
Yes.
Hmm.
Oh, God. There's some very average matchups in
week two.
Jaguar Broncos, there you go. Another big game from last year.
Yes.
That was another big game from
last year. No way.
The Jaguars destroyed them in the first half.
Yep. So, yes. Shall I hit the space bar?
Do it. As always, we finish off our show with the Monday Night Showdown, and I believe...
It's you.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, my prediction is, after the schedule release, that the four teams at the top of the toughest schedule, including the Packers and the Bears, none are going to the playoffs.
Do you need to tell me the four teams at the top of the schedule? I don't know.
The Bears, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, the Packers. None. None are going to the playoffs.
I think very easily the Packers potentially might miss the playoffs. I don't think that's much of a stretch. Dolphins and the Cardinals. It's not much of a stretch there either.
No.
I'm so sorry. I really hope your fan base has come for you, because Cardinals fans have had a rough 20 years, really. Like Kirk. Oh, no, because they had Carson Palmer. That's the same.
Yes.
It was all right. And then the Bears. The Bears, yes, I think they could be really messed around by their schedule.
Yeah. I think they're going to struggle. I think they're going to have that year two kind of sophomore slump.
I also think Caleb Williams' very good highlight moments, not very consistent.
No.
So
you know,
I think...
You know my view. Yeah.
So I just think that's interesting where they'll end up. I do think, like, they've picked up a few interesting pieces on offense. They got the Lions wide receiver, who was quite hot on his comments when he exited the Lions.
Yes.
Building. So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how Ben Johnson's very hard-nosed culture comes through in the second year, because you need complete buy-in for that type of coaching staff. Otherwise, if you lose it, you lose it type thing. So that will be interesting to see how that goes. But he does have a good defense. They have lost the back end, and they have Dennis Allen leading it, but they've lost the back end and a few good pieces actually basically to the Steelers. So that's kind of a fascinating turn of events, because it'll be interesting to see how and like where the Bears end up, because within their division I think the Vikings could easily come up, especially if Kyler Murray ends up winning the QB competition. I think you could end up seeing them third or fourth in their division and going from first to last quite quickly.
Yes.
Are you okay now?
Thank you for covering for me. I had a coffee fit there. I was on the way here tonight and I was like
and you were like, cough, cough, cough.
Yes,
cough,
I was
cough,
like,
cough.
Excuse me, I've got to get a drink of tea before I get there. And they took me an hour and 20 to get to the studio.
I thought you were going to say to make a cup of tea, and I was like, what cup of tea are you making? Are you going like Moroccan mint?
Oh, good Lord.
You're going Moroccan mint tea on it when you're pouring it from a height.
Oh, what is wrong with me today? Sorry, I'm now leaking my eye. I just popped a vocal zone and everything like that, because there was a second part to my Monday night showdown.
I hope it was a complete breakdown of where I think the NFC North was going to go, because that's what it just did.
No, my second part to the easiest, Monday night showdown is that my prediction is all four of the easiest schedules are all going to the playoffs. The Browns, the Saints, the Bengals. Now, this is tricky because the fourth, there's two teams that are tied.
Oh, what?
So I could edge my bet and just pick one of those. One is the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Falcons.
Okay, so out of those two teams, the two teams I do not trust to make the playoffs are the Bengals and the Colts.
Okay. Why would you say the Bengals?
Because, Lordy Lord, have you fixed your defense? And also, have you fixed your offensive line? Have you fixed your coaching staff? Have you fixed your building?
But with that offense, they showed last year that you could put 35 on them and still lose.
Mm-hmm, that's what I mean, and still lose.
And still, no, yeah. Them as in the opposition can lose. We've put 35 on the Bengals, we've put them to bed. I know the Bengals also
lost.
Could score 35 and lose as well.
They did it quite often. So 100%.
That's
why we ended up
there. But the Browns, apart from that away schedule, but then I think the Ravens are beatable in that away.
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
The Bengals, the Steelers, I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to turn up. He's 40, was he 42, 43 now?
Yeah, no, you know where my thoughts lie on the fact that I think they should have brought in someone, because I think that Steelers team could go to the Super Bowl if you had a good quarterback.
Yeah, but
do you have a good quarterback? I don't know.
No. The Saints, I was hot on the Saints last year.
Mm-hmm.
My view was if the season was another four games last year,
oh, I like
even
the Saints,
two,
yeah.
Even two more games, I reckon the Saints win that division.
I have zero trust in the Colts. I absolutely, zero trust. I think you've done it now multiple years in a row. Well, you start off hot. Like, they started off flaming hot.
Well,
like
7-0 last year?
Yeah, and then the previous year they also started off hot. And the previous year they started off hot. No, you just can't close it. So
do you trust the Falcons now they've changed coach and Raheem Morris is gone, and taking into account they've got the Saints in their division as well?
I think my biggest worry about the Falcons is interesting, because it wasn't a worry last year, but now it is a worry again, is the edge rushing position, because they have a very good defensive backfield. I think their linebackers are all right. I think hopefully their pass rush delivers. And then their offense, I think, is good. I think it'll be interesting to see who Kevin Stefanski chooses. I think he'll probably actually lean towards Tua.
So I'll ask you two questions.
Mm-hmm.
The first one might be a lot easier than the second. So in the toughest schedule, mm-hmm. Bears, Dolphins, Cardinals, Packers, which of those teams do you think will have the worst record at the end of the season?
So the Cardinals I find really difficult. For the pure fact their actual team is better than I think people realise. but I just don't know about the coaching staff. It's so unproven. And in their quarterback situation with Jacoby Brissett not appearing and Gardner Minshew coming off an injury. So I think the Dolphins have a slightly easier way in terms of their division versus like NFC West versus AFC East. Yeah. NFC West is insane. So I would lean towards the Cardinals having the worst. And I would say actually the Packers have the potential to not have a good winning good record either. Yeah,
I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second question, mm-hmm. of the four teams with the easiest schedule, the Browns, the Saints, the Bengals, let's just call it the Colts.
Yep.
Who's going to have the best record out of those four?
So is it the Browns, the Saints?
The Bengals, Colts.
I think I can quite... So is it the Browns, the Bengals, the Colts, the Falcons, the Saints? I think I'm going to ride with the Saints.
Yeah, that's who I was going to go for.
I think close
behind. I think they're going to win 11.
If you wanted me to rank them, I would go Saints, Browns, Falcons, Colts, Bengals.
I think the Saints could go 6-0 in their division.
I don't think that for the pure fact that that division always has some weird ass games going on, like some weird things going. Like remember when Young Wei Koo missed like three field goals
in
a row?
One game, yeah.
Like that. So that division just is weird. It's just weird things happen for those teams. So I would say no, because they just do strange. Too strange.
I think the Bengals are going to bounce back. I do believe the Bengals are going to bounce back.
I have
back.
Zero trust in their coaching staff. I'm actually very surprised you have any trust in Zach Taylor.
I'm not a fan. Not with the way they've managed him the last 2 years, but I think Burrow's got to find love for the game again.
And
otherwise, he's got to go. Otherwise, they've got to let him go, or he's going to go.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just don't see that happening. Just with that... How that organisation seems to treat people, I don't think that will happen.
No.
I think it was a different organisation, sure, but no.
So we agreed? Saints it is?
Saints it is. And then who did you say on the Dolphins?
I said the Dolphins.
Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Again, as we get into our predictions, as we get a few more weeks down the track, we will show just how horrific we are at picking like we were last year. We weren't good, were we?
I don't want to talk about what we did.
No,
I'm actually not having anything to do with the Bengals this year. We picked a Bucks versus Bengals Super Bowl, which would have been so fun.
You?
No, because you picked Bengals, I picked Bucks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Do not say I picked the Bengals, because I did not put them in the Super Bowl. I'm having nothing to do with that team this year.
No.
Thank you very much.
So there we go. That's it. Schedule release. Covered. Done.
Who's
We've even done a bit
team?
Of education.
Who's your Cinderella team, Darren?
I'm hot on the Saints.
Who's your AFC Cinderella team?
Oh, my AFC Cinderella team. Mm-hmm. Oh. That's going to just... I think...
Are you going to tighten up?
You what, sorry?
Are you going to tighten up?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not bought in on the Titans. No.
Roll with the Oilers?
No. The Oilers.
Well, sorry, they look like the Oilers now.
They do.
It's ridiculous.
I'm going to go with the...
I saw a funny thing. Someone said the Titans are so indecisive they can't even decide if they're still the Oilers.
That's right.
It's like, lol. Who are you going to go, Darren? AFC. Are you going to go Jets after their strong draft but very questionable coaching decisions?
No. Not with that coaching staff, no.
What else can we... Browns? Are you going to ride with our...
Browns. I'm riding with the Browns.
You're riding with
I'm
Michael?
Riding with the Browns.
Who are you picking for your QB? Who is our QB for the Browns, Darren? Because who knows?
You know it's going to be Deshaun Watson.
Oh, what about Taylor Green?
Nah. No, you know what I think about Taylor Green. He's garbage.
Look at the Browns.
No, he's rubbish. Taylor Green is garbage.
Do you know what I really
If he's wide receiver or something like that, then I'm buying into Taylor Green. I'm not. Or running back.
You know he's going to play a game this year, though.
He is.
Like, you know it's going to happen.
Because the Browns are going to start 9 different quarterbacks. That's why.
Yep. But actually,
you know Deshaun Watson's going to be there because they've... But it is the last year of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
It is all over. And there's no way. I don't care if they go to the playoffs, they're renewing him. They're not renewing him.
You say there's no way, but never say there's no way to a Browns fan.
Nah, no way. Oh. There's no way.
Dog pound.
No, I'm going with the Browns. I think the Browns are going to have a good season.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just erase this tape? Not put it on record ever again.
Let's go, Cleveland.
So who's yours?
On the AFC. I would say I quite like the look of the Titans. Mm. I'm all right with them. I do like the Browns as well. No one from the AFC is.
No. You don't think it's going to be the Raiders?
God, no. Sorry. No.
You watch the Raiders end up finishing 14-3 this year and we both look like clowns.
I would love that for Raiders fans because they've had a tough go of it. But again, I think it's an organisation that just structurally is lacking.
I'm going to put this on record.
Mm-hmm.
If the Raiders win that division,
yeah,
on week 18, me and you have to come into the studio dressed as clowns.
I look very good.
We have to go dressed as clowns just to show how little we know and why no one should ever listen to this show ever again.
Don't ever listen. No, listen to the show for funny and comedic stuff.
No.
Us being pretending we know stuff. Yeah.
No. Go watch the videos if you want that stuff. Go to TikTok. Go to YouTube. Go to Insta.
It's going to be
Insta
funny.
Insta face if you're on that stuff.
You know, we talked about the Lions for 10 minutes, but honestly, we've ended up sounding like Browns fans.
I know.
What do you think of our Lions, Darren?
I think they could potentially win that division.
I think they could too. King of the North.
We know what's going to go on with some of the other teams, right?
I don't know how to...
You know some of the other teams could capitulate.
Mm. The Vikings,
division.
I think, could easily be a Cinderella team.
They could be, but that
Kyler
quarterback situation... Yeah, but I don't know. NFC's tough. Okay. Tough football, cold weather.
He has actually helped.
He's come from Arizona, which is really warm.
No, but two of the team, like the team he plays with, is a dome team, and then he also goes to the Lions, which is a dome team.
Dome team, yeah.
So he has helped that two of his divisional things.
This is a big year for Dan Campbell.
That is a big year.
It's
for Dan
a
Campbell.
Big year for Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
So
Andrew Petzing.
Yes.
Because he's got a lot to prove coming.
They've
from
got
Arizona.
A lot. They've got a lot to do.
So. Drew Petzing's got to prove he is actually a run game coordinator because the Cardinals got decimated last year at running game and then it was just pretty much Jacoby Brissett. No. Go throw it.
Yeah, go do it.
Because he pretty much almost averaged out like 50 passes a game. It was ridiculous.
Oh, it was ridiculous. It was like 34 of 712
yeah.
for 2,100 yards, 8 interceptions. Was, yeah.
He pretty much became Burrow, but...
But no, Burrow don't throw interceptions.
No, but
don't
he pretty
talk
much,
about Burrow. Like
no,
that.
But he pretty He's much the, became like Burrow in that they're like, here you go, go throw us to a win, please. Like
Joe Burrow, greatest college quarterback of all time. Oh!
What?
I could add some late news in.
Oh, what was your late news?
I know, should have done.
Do you want me?
Yeah, go on, do it. You probably already know and you go, for God.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement.
Here you go.
So... College football news. We haven't done any college football news for an eternity. That just totally threw
really
me off because I was waiting for the. I did not expect that. So we got that. First game of the season on college game day football.
Yes.
Oh, spice.
You actually mean spice, okay. I thought you meant the deodorant brand. And I was
no.
Oh, okay.
So the first game, college game day, is going to be at. Baton Rouge for LSU versus Clemson. That's where it's going
to
be.
Is someone replacing that guy who used to always pick the mascot?
Yeah, yeah. He's going to get... He's amazing.
But
I'm
going
to miss him.
Are they still going to do the mascot thing or not?
Yeah, oh, God. You can't, can you?
I don't know.
You shouldn't.
Because that's like...
Imagine if Nick Saban did that. Like the most dry-ass person doing the coach thing.
It would be funny. Like, for some reason, that would be so funny. Especially if he puts...
I'm going to miss that guy, and I'm so annoyed I can't remember his name. Like,
it's okay, you remember it.
It's called Lou something or other, isn't it? So, but no, it's there because it's Lane Kiffin's opening game.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen some of the spice that he's been coming out with this week?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And you talk about me liking spicy things.
Oh.
Bloody team's on fire.
He was...
I can give you some Arkansas...
He was like,
if you want, Arkansas, we got rid of our tennis program for 20 days and then we got it back. So.
You did?
Yes, we did get rid of our tennis program for 20 days.
Lee Corso, by the way, is the name of the guy with the mascots. Lou Holtz is what I was thinking of, but he was before. Lee Corso, he was so good. Yeah, but Lane Kiffin, spice. So.
Spice.
Anyway, I think we've bled this horse to death and beaten it to death to get enough out of here for an hour show. So, go on.
I think we've done really well. I'm very excited because I'm going to say this because we're going to run out of time. I'm excited for Mandalorian this weekend. Haha, you can't say anything because we've run out of time.
No, we haven't. There's still 25 seconds left. So that is the end of our show. As always, get on those social medias. Follow us. contribute and we'll give you a shout out on the show. That is it for another week. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
And we will see you back here 6:30 next Monday night.
One 104.6